Can we get a crowd cheering effect? Like a...
You got effects?
We don't, unfortunately. It's not in the budget, but we're working on it. We're working on it. Yeah, bro. We're going to have donations from everywhere once they hear this. Hear ye, my people. And welcome to If I Ruled the World podcast, where I speak to young people at the Big House about what the world would look like if they were in charge. The Big House is an organization that offers long-term support for care-affected people, young people with experience with things like social care, the criminal justice system, or housing authorities, maybe because of challenging circumstances in their early life. This week, on today's episode, we are speaking to...
Oli. O-L-I.
Come on.
Just three, man.
One L.
Yeah, just one L.
Oli,
take many.
Tell us... Come on.
Do you see that?
Yeah, that was a bar.
That was good, man.
That was actually a bar.
Don't take many.
You don't take many L's. Mm-mm. You see it. So, Oli, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm an actor and a writer and just a creative person, I guess.
I like it. You're a creative artist.
Yeah.
So my name's X, but you can call me Your Holiness, Your Highness, Your King, or you could just call me Bro if that makes you feel more comfortable. Or Dad. I don't know. You choose.
It's getting weird, man.
I'm the guy that is currently running the world, and I'll be deciding whether if I think that my guests are qualified to reign over the rest of the world.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be asking you a series of questions about how you plan to switch things up, and depending on your answers, I'll decide whether to generously bestow those divine rights to you or not. So I'm here to decide if you can bear this crown.
All right, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's give it a go.
All right. First things first, what makes you a suitable candidate for this role?
What makes me a suitable candidate for this role? I think the way it's been run previously or now, it's not really working, is it?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? The rich are getting richer. The poor are definitely getting poorer.
Mm.
And yeah, I think the people that are currently running things, especially in our country, they all went to the same...
You can say whatever you want.
Right. They went to the same fucking school and stuff, like Eton, and I don't think any of them really know like how much a pint of milk costs or nothing like that anymore, so I think they're a bit out of touch. So I think what makes me a good candidate is maybe I got more a sense of reality, I think. I think they might have lost a bit of touch of reality. And like when people are complaining about the cost of living crisis recently, I think their kind of response was to take away people's disability benefit. And I think they always try and target like poorer people taking away benefits and this and this and this, but they never want to like tax the rich or nothing like that. So yeah, I think I'd be a good candidate because I can see through that bullshit, I think.
Yeah.
A little bit more, yeah.
And if you were to take on this role,
yeah,
how would you like to be referred to?
Bro, I don't need no fancy title or nothing like that. You can just call me Oli. I don't want no...
Why?
I don't want no hierarchies or nothing like that. That's not how I see it, man.
This is like a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, you can just call me Oli. You don't need to call me Sir or, you know, Lord or any of that bollocks, you know?
I'm not boss.
You can call me...
Don Oli.
Don's kind of cool.
Yeah, Don Oli sounds kind of sexy.
You can call me what you want, to be honest. Yeah, you can call me what you want.
Just not a bad name.
You can call me a bad name if you want.
I hear it.
But there'll be repercussions.
What kind of repercussions?
We'll see, won't we, man?
All right, all right. So this is a big job.
Yeah.
So you might need some help.
Mm.
So who will you recruit in your cabinet to help you run this show?
I think this country might have fucked up a little bit when they didn't get Jeremy Corbyn in, to be honest.
Mm.
I think he kind of understood like the working man and a lot of different politics, like what's happening in Gaza. And he understood a lot about Irish politics. And I think he was more for the people. So I might get Corbyn back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He can be like the brains behind the organization.
I'll
be the face.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'll be the face.
So you would choose him.
Corbyn, yeah. He can lurk about, man.
And why specifically Corbyn? Because there's loads of people behind the scenes.
I just think Corbyn's like, I don't know, I've seen a lot of interviews with politicians and, you know, and I don't believe anything they say. But with Corbyn, he seems just a bit more level-headed. And if you look at his history, I don't think he's ever like changed what he said from the first sort of instance. He's always been against oppression.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody like that, you want to get in because they don't switch it up depending on like what's going on at that moment in time.
Mm.
He's always stayed consistent.
Yeah.
Like if you look at a lot of people, like look at Donald Trump. I think he was like in America. I think he was a Democrat originally, and now he's like, you know, the figurehead of the, I think it's Republicans, right, or whatever they're called, you know, like conservative people out there. And that happens a lot, you know. In politics, it's more about like how much money they're getting in their pocket and where can they like fit in. But with Corbyn, he seems like, you know, he was protesting for Irish people, protesting for Palestinian people, protesting against apartheid in South Africa, the Brixton riots. So I think, yeah, man, he's probably got the cleanest heart out of all of these little weirdos.
Okay, is there anyone else that you would recruit on your team? Because if it's just you and Jeremy Corbyn, that's a lot of responsibility.
I think there
for the whole
to,
world.
Yeah, nah, I think there needs to be sectors. I think I like Akala, you know, the rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's pretty smart in terms of like history.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he can like do something with education, especially in London.
Yeah.
We'll give him a little platform. We need some more voices in there for sure. I think for now, we'll just let Corbyn and Akala like recruit who they want.
Okay. So it's like a three-man job. You guys.
Yeah.
I can imagine you guys just sitting around a table, like a couple of coffees, man. Like, mate, like we might have bitten off more than we can chew.
Yeah, we might have done, man. If I'm honest, we might have done that.
All right, great. So you're all set up.
Yeah, I'm
so
set up.
It's time to celebrate.
Oh, shit.
Let's talk about your coronation.
Let's go.
Right, so where is it? Where is this coronation happening?
Mm.
Who's coming?
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
Mm.
And what will the feast consist of?
Mm. I think maybe Ali Pali. I like Ali Pali.
I like Ali Pali.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I was literally saying this earlier.
What were you saying?
No. Okay, listeners, respectfully, don't be offended. I just feel like Primrose Hill is a bit overrated. Mm. I feel like Ali Pali's like a better hill than
it's got class, isn't it? Ali Pali.
You know what I mean?
It's nice.
And it's a palace right behind
you.
Yeah,
it's nice, man. I go running to the top of Ali Pali a lot.
What?
Yeah. 10Ks, boom, 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 up the top. And I just sit there, overlook London.
Respect.
Do you know what I mean?
That's like your Rocky moment.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Is it? Okay, yeah, your coronation would happen in Ali Pali.
Yeah.
Inside, outside. Or
everywhere,
just...
mate.
Yeah.
Everywhere. There'd be a lot of people, man. There'd
so
be
like
a lot of people.
Ali Pali Carnival.
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. Ali Pali Carnival. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
There'd be events on though. There'd be events.
Ollie's Ali Pali.
Yeah.
That would bang.
Yeah, man.
That, see what I mean?
You'd be there, man.
All right, so who's coming?
Who's coming? Everyone can come. That's what I mean, man. We don't discriminate.
Come on.
We're not like that.
Big.
We're not like that, man.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Who's not allowed to come, though?
Well, there's going to be events.
Yeah.
Because I'm taking over now. So, like, the main event, yeah, is we're going to have a boxing match. And it's going to... Yeah. No, it's going to be real, man. And I'm going to get Tyson Fury. And he's going to box up. What's that? What are the royal family? Who's that guy? Who's the king? I don't even know his name. What is that dickhead's name?
Charles.
Yeah, Charles. He's going to box up Charles. Bare knuckle. 12 rounds. And I'm going to be there as well. I'm going to box up that William geezer as well. Yeah.
I'm done. There's no music. There's no nothing.
There'll be music, man.
Like, there's a party, but there's like a fight going on at the same time.
Yeah. There's a big fight going on, in like a pit. Nothing like, it's not going to be like glamorous neither. Bare knuckle too,
done. Is there a ref? Who's the ref?
Nah, man, there's not a ref. There's not a ref.
But just everyone's friends just telling people when to stop and when to carry on.
The Royals won't have many friends there, man. That's the thing. Like, we're taking over, so it's kind of like, that starts like the music and everything before that.
So
it's just straight boxing.
All right, cool. So everyone gets to Ali Pali. And they go, the ice rink basically gets converted to a pit.
That's it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
And then
Tyson will be there.
Yeah. And he does a bare
king.
Yeah. He takes the king in your honor. And then it's a bare knuckle thing. And then what if the king wins?
He won't win, man. Have you seen him?
Have you seen the size of his hands? Those are big hands.
Why has he got such big hands, though?
Probably because on the low, he has like his own little fight club happening in Buckingham Palace. Him and these soldiers, I can imagine it. Like, but they still got their hats on, but like jackets off and that. But they fight blind, innit? Because it's their hats like this. So, and he gets his punches in and he can work on his combos.
Well, that'll be good, man, because it might go more than like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So we can let Tyson...
I think it goes the whole 12 rounds.
It'll be a good fight.
Yeah, I think it'll be a serious fight.
Well, if the king does well, I don't know about like Meghan Markle and the Harry either. They might come over as well.
So what if Harry fights in honour of his dad? Yeah.
I don't think he would, though. I don't think he likes his dad.
I think he does.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think they might have a little bit of a strained relationship. Mm. But, you know, fathers and sons are like that. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? There's still love there. What if he... And we love Harry, so what if...
Do you?
Yeah, man.
Nah, man. No.
Like,
no.
You know what I mean? He, like, I don't know, he fought an army. I think he was flying one of the planes or something. I don't know, man. I don't know the rules,
man. He can do what he wants, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, all right, what are you wearing then?
It's anything green, mate.
Anything green?
Yeah, keep the green up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a green.
Yeah.
It's my favourite colour.
Yeah.
I like green suits. I've never owned one. Or maybe I have, but I want to get like a nice three-piece suit, like a green.
Emerald green.
Suit. Yeah, emerald green.
Ooh.
It's nice, isn't it?
That's serious.
Yeah, that's serious.
Yeah. That is serious.
So like it's a green theme.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does everyone else have to wear green?
Yeah, yeah, you do. Like something green.
Something.
You can't take the piss.
Yeah.
You can't be just coming up with like all white and that.
I was going to do that.
Nah, man. You can't do that, mate. Oh,
man. What
you
if,
can't do that.
Okay, what if Tyson Fury wants to wear like an all-white robe and then a golden white
shorts?
He has
to sit at home, doesn't he?
No. Yeah. Then who's going to fight in his place to fight the king?
Get anyone, man.
You're just going to just pick random people?
Nah, get like, any boxers from the past.
Yeah.
Billy Joe Saunders.
Okay, okay.
Andy Lee. These are good fighters that I could bring in.
So you're wearing green.
Yeah.
You're talking three-piece suit.
Yeah.
Tie
me,
green.
Personally, yeah. This is just
tie,
for me.
The tie is green?
Yeah, it's like a lighter green though.
Okay, and then the shirt, green or white?
That's green, but it's a very light green too.
Okay.
Everything's green.
What about the shoes though?
The shoes are black.
The shoes are black.
They're not green.
Leather.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, cool. We like it. And then what is your feast going to consist of at the coronation?
I'd like to, so what we're going to do is like a revolution, yeah?
Mm.
So we're going to have all of the countries that Britain has colonized in the past, they're all going to bring like a dish. So we'll have lots of Caribbean food, lots of like Indian food.
Mm.
We'll have just lots of food that's been colonized in the Commonwealth. And we're just going to feast on that. And enjoy that and celebrate these cultures.
I love that.
Irish culture.
I love it.
We'll bring some food in.
Can we add
some
of their food, like a Sunday roast or something? Or
yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I love
like a
Yorkshire
Sunday
pudding.
Roast.
Yeah,
like
that's
it?
What I'm saying. Yeah, like I love
there's
Sunday.
There's good things, isn't there, like from Britain, but we're just going to have to own them ourselves because a Sunday roast is like, that's something for the people, man.
But this is what I'm saying because like, around here in Camden, there's a spot where you can get a Sunday roast, but it's wrapped up like a burrito.
That's crazy.
But the wrap is a Yorkshire.
I've seen that. Bro. Do you like that?
I'm plotting on it.
You haven't had it yet?
I haven't had it yet. I've been waiting for years.
Years?
For years.
Why don't you just go down there and get it, man?
No, because I don't want to go by myself. I want it to be an experience of like a brethren or like a day or something. Like, you know what I mean? I want
a
it
date.
To be. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Bro, Sunday roast date would be amazing. Everyone's like cocktails, mini golf, club.
Sunday roast.
Let's go for a Sunday roast. Let me see what you're like on a family day because we might raise a family together.
That's actually a good point. You know, it's all well and good having cocktails, but.
And this is why you got to take your missus to an escape rooms because when it hits the fan, how are you reacting? Can I count on you when the pressure's on? Do you know what I mean?
Because the pressure's going to come.
And this is what I'm saying.
Sooner or later.
Okay, so you have to pick a new national anthem.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's talking the hardest, man. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the landlord from South London.
Yeah.
His national anthem will live on forever and ever.
I'm a bit skeptical of him though lately.
Why? Because he
the
used to
Diddy
hang out
things.
Diddy.
Yeah. So I might have to like pause that one there.
I don't think he was. I think
he
just made
an
appearance.
Man. I just think Diddy's so dark that anyone involved, like, they knew what was going on. And he's like, yeah, I threw parties for him. And there's this one interview, I don't know if you've seen it. They ask him about it and he looks like nervous, man. He looks nervous, like, I don't know.
Okay, so if
but
it's
I like
not him,
gigs. I like gigs heavily.
If it's not him, who?
There's a good song by Bob Marley, Burning and Looting.
Yeah.
And that's like a very, very good song. I like to listen to that. When I used to smoke a lot of weed, I'd listen to that song.
Mm.
And just on a hot day like this, you just chill, man. And
what was it about the song?
It's just nice, man. It's in a film, a French film called La Haine. They use it, and that's a film that takes place in the riots in France. And
is this movie all black and white?
Yeah, have you seen it?
No, but I keep seeing like the shots from it.
It's so good, mate.
Yeah.
I went to the cinema recently, Prince Charles Cinema, to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, again.
Serious.
It's really, really good. But that song there is really good. Because it's like, yeah, it's for the people.
It's time to get to work. So, you've got all the money in the world. What's the first thing that you're going to do with it?
The first thing is probably like, I'd like to eradicate homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it would be that hard. I don't want to hear that, you know, like when COVID happened, I think they like put a load of homeless people in hotels, and it happened quite quickly, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'd take care of that quite quickly if I had all the money in the world. I think we'd stop people starving as well. Mm-hmm. I think that's, you can't be starving, mate. Like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to go around, and I don't believe that the country is poor. I don't believe that there's not enough money. So yeah, I'd give back. I wouldn't invest it in some bullshit to make people richer around me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd give back, and I'd give it to the NHS, of course. Anybody going through these sort of times, like drug addiction, alcoholism, would give money towards these kind of groups, because they're like, you know, people working on the ground trying to help these people, people coming out of prison. Yeah, I think there needs to be more wealth distributed evenly. So I'd just look at that with Corbyn, of course.
Yeah.
We'd sit down with Jezza.
Yeah.
And we'd have a look who needs it.
No, literally.
But homelessness, yeah, we'll get rid of that.
I heard this interesting theory once, yeah? And it's a pretty strong theory, that if all the money in the world was evenly distributed amongst the population of the world, that in under 10 years, the rich would end up becoming rich again and the poor would end up being poor again.
Why is that?
Because of financial literacy.
Well, because they're not like...
Yeah, because they're not used to having that amount of money.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Don't understand how money works.
But you see, I'm going to put a cap on that, bro. I'm going to put a cap on that, because under this new world order, yeah, I'm going to do a thing where I'm going to cap how much you can earn. And it's actually against the law. So say, for example, yeah, the threshold of how much you can earn, you can only earn a maximum of $3 million a year, everybody. Yeah? If you do more than that, you're greedy, mate. Yeah, if you're like, and I think we've gone a bit backwards now, you know, if you look at people chatting in the 90s, I don't think it was that cool to just want more and more and more and more. But nowadays, because of like, I don't know, all of these like weird little gurus online and stuff, like business guys and whatever, and CEO, whatever, yeah, they want to just like every year is like, oh, let's get, you know, we made 5 million, next year we need to make 7 million, I need to make more, more, more. And this is just making people poorer. And I think like the rich are doing that a lot. So they don't want to be taxed. And when they've got their money, they don't want to share it out, you know? So I think we're going to have to put a threshold on how much money people can actually have. So like, yeah, so like that will help, I think. Because if you got, because then the goal won't be to get rich. The goal will just be to have a good job and to be doing something like beneficial with your time.
And everyone's almost like equally paid.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you reach the top of your position, then you can only reach a certain amount anyway. It's not money orientated.
Yeah.
Of course you want money and you need money and you need to like work for money. Yeah. But there's a certain amount you need. You know what I mean? If you want 5 million a year, mate, you need to chill out a little bit like in this new world order.
Well, what happens if like, let's say, so like you're a writer, you're an artist, you're a creative, you're an actor. Let's say that there's a 3 million cap, but what happens is that you've created something, which is more than likely going to happen. You've created something so astonishing in your work that everyone who makes money around you, who they also have the same 3 million cap, they now all invest into that, and not invest directly for you to produce the work. I'm saying like, imagine you put something on in the cinema, and now everyone's buying tickets and first week sales were 10 million. And now all of a sudden you have 10 million. It's not your fault you have 10 million. How does that work?
Well, then it just gets distributed under this new world order. Like, I'm happy with the 3 million. But if, that's what I mean. It's no one's fault if they earn over a certain bracket.
Yeah.
If they earn over that money. But what happens is the government says, hold on, mate, like, let's give this out a bit.
What law are you going to introduce?
We're going to tax the rich straight away.
Straight away.
Straight away. Apparently, after the Second World War, I think, in this country, when the country was on its arse and we had nothing, like, and it was peak, like, you know, places were, like, getting bombed and people were poor. They started taxing the rich then, And, like, everyone kind of come together. There was a sense of a unity, apparently. It might be romanticized because it's, like, so far in the past now. But the rich got taxed then, and then there was more wealth distributed, to help the country like rise up as one kind of nation, instead of because we needed the support after World War II, after getting bombed so much and stuff. So I think doing that, firstly, taxing the rich in these times would help massively. Do you know what I mean? It would help massively. Like I was saying at the start, you know, it's not people claiming benefits or whatever, and then that's not the problem, you know, like with their you know, extra £800 a month or whatever it is. You know what I mean? That's not an issue. So we're gonna have to tax the rich straight away, and we're gonna have to see where that wealth can go.
All right, what would you put then in the school curriculum now that you're the king of the world?
We're definitely gonna have to teach people about their history a lot more. So I think rather than just teaching people about King Henry and how many wives he cut up, we're gonna have to switch that up a little bit.
I like that one.
You know what I mean? We're gonna have to teach people about like what they did to Irish people, what they did to Caribbean people, why they got their hands in so many different countries where they shouldn't be. We're gonna teach them about Israel, Palestine history. We're gonna teach them about real shit that they should know, man, and they definitely don't teach. And there's a reason for why they don't teach that, you know?
Yeah.
There's a reason for why they don't teach. And we're gonna have to even African history as well. I think like the way that a lot of British kids perceive Africa is really bad. It's not a lot of education out there about that, you know, about their influence on literacy and mathematics and, you know, and wealth and what they built before all of this craziness happened. But they're very tactical in England about what they put on that curriculum, especially with history.
125%.
I think it's quite dark, to be honest.
Yeah.
So we need to switch that up and stop even with France, they love to teach, on our curriculum, when I was at high school, they'd teach us about the royal family in France as well. I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Why do we need to learn that? How is that going to help me? We have to learn about what food the king ate.
Yeah.
What's going on with that, man?
That is a bit mad.
It's a bit dark, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's brainwashed these kids, you know, and there's a lot of kids, for example, who have got Celtic surnames, white kids. But they won't learn their history and learn that they come from Ireland or Scotland or a place that was oppressed by British, English people.
Yeah.
But they don't know that because they don't want them to know that, because if they knew that, they'd be why am I singing the fucking national anthem and all that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I think we'd have to just switch up the curriculum. I'd get Akala to run that one, I think.
Okay.
Akala would be sick at that, yeah?
Yeah.
He'd be sick at that. And I'd introduce in PE... I'd bring martial arts and boxing in to stop people getting stabbed so much. I think that could help a lot, because once you're, you know, if you go down our boxing gym and stuff, there's a lot of people that come from a lifestyle where maybe knives are involved or whatever. But when they start boxing, that all kind of gets eradicated, you know, because you don't feel the need to carry a knife and you have more of a purpose to get in early and get up for sparring. And boxing gives a lot of kids without a lot of role models, a lot of stability within a gym.
Mm-hmm.
And martial arts does the same thing, you know, MMA. And I think teaching kids that at a young age to defend themselves could actually be a benefit, you know, especially in a place like London.
Yeah.
I think that would work. I'd probably teach people finances from early as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were saying before, to be more literate financially, especially for working class kids, because more often than not, if you get money and you never had money before, you're going to spend it, because, you know, that's the difference between working class people and middle class people. Middle class people are taught to be around money a lot more, I think, and to be a bit more frugal with it, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas working class people will spend it quickly.
Real.
And it's sad as well, man. I've done it myself, you know what I mean? I've spent some bags. And I hate that as well.
I promise you.
But then again, middle class people are fucking boring with their money, man.
Yeah.
They'll have one drink and they've got the most money at the bar. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Sharing one drink.
But they, you know, the thing is, it's interesting what they put money towards.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're they'll have one drink, but then they're wise enough and smart enough to know, I don't actually have to be here in this bar spending, when I can go to the shop and actually get the actual bottle for the same price as the glass.
I know, yeah, smart, man, but they're
boring,
man. Whereas,
someone from the ends will be yo, I just made 50 bags. You know what? I need to go straight to Tape. I need to buy a table for 20 grand, and I need to go and buy a bottle of Hennessy for another, six grand. And let everyone know that I just spent 26 grand on a table and a bottle of Hennessy.
Yeah, that's dumb as fuck. I can't lie. That's crazy.
I know. But the thing is, when you're you're from a certain lifestyle, you're more tempted
of course,
to do the flex instead of doing the investment.
Mate. If you've never had nothing, it's you feel you're playing life with cheat codes when you get money.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
You know, when you're playing a video game, you've got invincibility, you know.
That way.
You actually feel like that.
You start doing stupid things.
Yeah, you do.
You start losing
your head.
Oh my gosh.
And it makes sense why so many kids who come from these backgrounds, similar backgrounds to us, and then they end up being footballers or are actors or rappers or whatever it is, and then they just lose their head. I don't even blame them half the time, man.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And all these people giving you the money, they're playing games with you left, right, and centre anyway.
Oof.
They're like, take the advance, mate. Yeah. Take that, mate.
So you're thinking, okay, so you're introducing martial arts,
yeah,
for young adults.
Yeah, history.
So we're going to know a knife crime. You're introducing a history. You're rewriting the history.
Rewrite the history, mate, yeah. And, like, make sure people know, like, what Britain did in each, like, country, like, within the Commonwealth and stuff. Like, why they... where they got their resources from. The royal family is basically built on, like, dirty, like, money, like, come from, like, the slave trade and all this stuff. It's disgusting. So, like, yeah, show people what's going on, you know, because I feel like even today, people will look at, like, Irish people and they'll be like, why are they so against Britain for, mate? What's going on with that? And it's like... And it's like, mate, they like starved everyone in the country, mate. Yeah. You need to chill out, man.
Yeah.
There was a famine that you should probably read about.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing like happening in Palestine. People are like, oh, give it a rest, mate. Free Palestine, da, da, da. And it's like, yeah, mate.
Like, if only you knew.
Yeah, little kids are getting their head blown off.
Literally.
I mean, chill out, man.
Literally.
Yeah, so I think, well, that's a big one, rewriting the history.
Mm.
And I think, yeah, man, what else could we do? Probably starting with English and stuff. But I liked English at school, I think. I was really bad at school, but I liked English at school. Yeah.
But okay, cool. So what would you like to abolish then?
I think we could abolish like locking people up for not being able to pay their bills and stuff.
Okay.
I think that's quite a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can't pay your council tax or whatever, or, you know, I think especially, I don't like the one where, like, say if you had a lot of debt and then... like, my dad died when I was 19, 20. And he didn't leave us with much, but he had a lot of debts in it. And then a debt, it gets passed on to, like, your kids sometimes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it can do. Like, they don't write off the debt necessarily, some of these fucking companies. Yeah, I don't like how poor people don't get fucking a chance, like, because of their parents, like, parents' mistakes, or, like, even their grandparents' mistakes sometimes. So I think, yeah, just, like, making it almost a crime to be poor. That's crazy to me. Like, how can you put people in prison because they couldn't pay their fucking rent? You know what I mean? And now that the bailiffs have come and you've got to go to court, and if they don't think it's a good enough case or whatever, you're going to be doing some sort of, like, charge. That's crazy to me. Or, like, some sort of, they'll get you on a fraud case or this or that. So I think, yeah, just, like, there should be more help. There should be more help towards that. I think we can abolish locking people up because they don't have enough money. You know, yeah. I don't know, like, what the actual, like, term would be for that. But I think there's a lot of stuff like that. There's a lot of stuff like that. What else would I abolish, man? I'd abolish racism. I think that can be abolished, mate. I don't really believe, like, people should be racist. I don't really believe in that at all. I think that's just a bit odd in 2025. There's so much, like, but whatever, man. Yeah, I don't know what to abolish, to be honest, mate. Like, I think...
No, those are good choices,
maybe even, like, child slavery in different countries. That's still going on.
110%.
You know what I mean? Like, that's going on, you know? That's the reason we all have, like, mobile phones, mate. Like, that's come from, you know what I mean, some kids working hard, mate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Putting the graft in.
And what... So, if you was to abolish that,
yeah,
a lot of these companies would fall.
Yeah, I don't care about them. That's what I mean.
Okay.
I feel like there's too much emphasis on, like... Oh, but my company, you know what I mean? I don't give a shit about your company, man. And, like, worshipping Elon Musk and, like, Mark Zuckerberg and all these people. I don't really find them that interesting. They're just a bunch of fucking dorks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And what's mad about him as well, I'm going down a tangent, but, like, he's, like, one of the richest men in the world, Elon Musk, and he's so thirsty for attention and to be cool.
Yeah.
It's just really odd to me.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't care about your company and all this stuff and your profit margins and shit like that. I'd rather go back in time and have, a shitter phone if it meant, like, less children had to be working, like, in, like, sweatshops and slavery and all that.
Literally.
You know what I mean? I don't care about, like, if my iPhone can fucking do this or that. I don't care, man.
All right, so what are you going to do about the rise of AI?
The rise of AI, man. To be honest, mate, I think a lot of, speaking from a creative arts point of view, we need to, like, if you're shook about AI, you need to step up your game, mate. I see a lot of actors specifically now, they just sound like fucking robots anyway.
So
they're going to get taken away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're going to get replaced. So you need to be, like, someone who's coming in and, like, actually having something to offer as, like, an artist. You can't be replaced. Because me, as a writer, I don't think AI, can write as well as me. Yeah. ChatGPT, I've been on there a lot recently, and sometimes they're just a bit, you know what I mean?
Generic.
Yeah, generic. Mm. Just a bit like, come on, man, you can do better than that. Yeah. I tell him sometimes, you can do better than that. I'm like, come on, mate, that's not the answer I was looking for.
Yeah,
let's try again.
No, you know what? I've gotten tickets. I've gotten like parking tickets that I felt like weren't justified. So I've challenged them and I go to ChatGPT and I always ask them, I'm like, act as an expert in the laws of like roads and parking and street parking and all that stuff. Yeah. And then, and I send them the like a screenshot of the ticket. And then they'll find the loopholes to challenge it.
Yeah.
And if it isn't, and then I'm like, okay, so challenge this, write a letter challenging this and da 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 da. And I'll read it through and I'm like, I feel like you can do a little bit better than that. I even told them, like, really? Can you tone it down and make it a little bit more friendlier? Because I don't want the people to be like really pissed off when I've challenged it. And I've beaten like 2 or 3 tickets.
Come on.
I've had to pay for 2 or 3 tickets, but I've beaten 2 or 3
tickets. You know what I mean? It's a game of numbers.
Yeah.
But that's what I think about AI as well. I used to be like really against it because I'm not really like involved in that kind of world.
Yeah.
But through doing like more research recently, writing this play, because that has a lot of AI in it, the thing I'm working on at the moment, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I've been looking at it. And man, like you can use AI to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the answer is to be scared of it necessarily.
Yeah.
I think the facial recognition is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think tracking everybody every fucking second of every day is really bad.
Mm.
And I don't rate any of that. Yeah. Mm. I don't rate any of that. And I don't rate using like AI. It's the problem isn't AI, mate. The problem is people. That's what I think. It's how they use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that's a very helpful thing. Like, do you know what I mean? Just for little things. But don't give it too much power. And unfortunately, there's a lot of creeps out there that will do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is my new best mate and all that. You know what I mean?
Have you ever seen that movie, Her?
I've seen bits of it, yeah. With Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, it's good, really isn't it? Good, really good. Because he's good. Got like an AI...
Yeah, girlfriend.
Yeah.
He falls in love with her.
Yeah, it's learned to be an assistant or something, but like he's such a lonely person that he ends up... And you know what? There's a lot of lonely people in the world. So
there is, man. Nah, definitely. I've been looking into that a lot, mate. And that's the thing. Maybe it can even help loneliness, but you have to understand... Oh, man, I don't know. People just... People disappoint me, man. Like, how can you not know that's not real, mate? You know what I mean?
No, I got you. I got
you. Like, come on, man. You're talking to your phone.
But, bro.
Like, come on, mate. Like, it's not a real fucking thing, is it? Go outside. Go for a walk.
Touch some grass. Yeah. No, I get you.
Stroke a cat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it makes sense, bro. Makes sense. I'm currently beefing my cat, so...
Are you why?
It's not actually
I
my
like
cat.
Cats, man.
No, I love a cat. It's a Russian
blue. What do you prefer,
blue,
cats or dogs?
I'm a dog guy.
Oh.
Yeah, because, like, dogs are, like, enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you... Helpful. Like, if you own a dog and you, like, get up off your seat, the dog gets up too and it's like, yo, what's the move? Like, what are we
cats
doing?
Cats don't give a shit, do
yeah,
they?
Cats are just on their own motive. Long like, range you're waiting to be invited by the cat to whatever they've got going on.
Because
they'll disappear from the house for days.
I rate their independence, though, cats.
Bro, that's the disrespectful bit.
Yeah,
because they just come and go as
they
please.
Don't care.
I'm like, this isn't a hotel. Like, I've been 3 a.m. arguing with this stray cat called Tom because he's blue, like Tom and Jerry. And I'm like, bro, you can't turn up to my window when you feel
he
like
will,
it. There needs to be a certain set time that you're here.
Otherwise,
because then I'm worried and then I'm seeing you like on like a couple streets away. I'm like, what are you doing over
there? They love a scrap as well, don't they?
Yeah, like, what the fuck is going on over there?
They love a scrap, man.
I can hear foxes and cats fighting in my garden.
Yeah,
I'm like, is that Tom? Is that him? Is he safe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're creepy, man.
Do you know what I mean?
I like cats, but like, if they just were a little bit bigger, we'd be toast. We'd be toast, man.
Oh, my goodness.
We'd be toast.
We'd be fucked.
We'd be toast.
Bro, those cats, if they were the size of like...
They don't like us. I don't think they like
they
us
They don't,
at all.
Bro.
You see the way they look at you and that.
They just tolerate us,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they're like...
They just... Now, imagine if that was like the size of like... Like, imagine a cat was the size of a Rottweiler.
Yeah,
we would be done.
It'd be over. They don't care. They play with us. Like, even when they, like, torture animals. You ever get them bringing them into your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, they torture, like, animals before they eat them.
Yeah, bro. Bro, I found a dead snake outside my house yesterday.
Nah,
it was a grass snake.
Up.
And I know, I promise you, real shit. Like, and I know one of the cats caught them.
They don't
because
care,
that's what happened
man.
Last time.
They'll fight dogs and all sorts. They don't care.
Yeah, they're on some smoke.
Yeah. I rate them, like, from a distance, but they are a bit creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is why I kind of want like a what's that thing that changes colors and it's a lizard and its eyes does this thing?
What's it, that iguana?
Is that an iguana?
I'm not sure.
I think it's an iguana.
I'm not the guy with the animals.
I don't know. And it's got like three fingers. And it just and it walks like on the branch like this.
Yeah.
And it's got the eyes.
I've seen it.
You know why I want one of those? Because like in the summertime, I can leave my windows open and I'll let it roam free, knowing that it's just going to eat the mosquitoes and the flies around the house.
Oh, yeah.
And that just feels more economical. Oh,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Instead of like buying like poisons and sprays and all of that stuff in the atmosphere, I'll just get a thing to eat the bugs.
Yeah, and he'll like that, won't he?
Yeah, he'll be chilling. And I'll never know where he is because he's always a different colour. So he'll be on the wall, I'll never
see
him.
He'll leave you alone as well, man.
Yeah, he doesn't care about me. Nah. And I don't care about him. But I care about these flies in my house because I want my windows open.
Yeah, man.
He's going to eat them. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so you've got control of Mars too. What are you going to do with
it? That's fucking nuts, that question, man.
What are you going to do with Mars?
Mars?
Yeah.
Isn't Mars like a lot bigger than Earth?
I think so.
Don't quote me on that, but I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're coming to a gradual... We're not coming to a gradual end. It's going to be a very, very long period of time, but all the scientists and all these geezers, they say that we're going to burn up the planet, don't they?
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
So I just start making slow plans. You know what I mean? Unless we're going to go over there eventually when we've done everything we can here, and it eventually like collapses on itself. Because everyone... like that's another thing to bring it back to AI. I hear like Joe Rogan and people like that talking sometimes on these podcasts, like, you know, oh, AI is going to be like natural kind of for them to take over. It's just like, why are you talking like that, man? It's just weird. Like a lot of these celebrities and elites, they love to like talk like shit like that. And I just think you need to just be like more on the ground, man, with people again, because like you're just sounding weird. But like if that is actually a thought in their head, we need to start prepping for like, because...
What, leaving Earth and hiding out in Mars?
Yeah, I think we need to start making some plans.
I hear it.
Because, like, we could, I'm not saying anytime soon, maybe 200 and maybe 500 years, the planet might be a bit dodgy. Like, look at London right now. It's so hot. Why is it so hot?
It's true.
It's got to be global warming or something, or whatever they say. They're saying global cooling now, aren't they?
Yeah. No, this is, like, the first time that the planet has cooled down in, like, over, like, 20-30 years.
Is it?
Yeah, like the ice caps are, the ice caps are freezing up again.
Wow.
Which is great for me because I was hearing that they found like micro worms that are like parasites and stuff that was in a frozen block, and they woke up after like 20,000 years.
Wow.
They woke up and I'm like, I don't know if I'm okay with that. I don't know if I wanna be around for
that's a bit weird, man.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like some of this stuff, it gets a bit creepy. Like, what's Elon Musk? No, see,
I don't know. But you know what? You know, I'm like kind of with Joe Rogan on the AI thing.
You think that it'll be natural for them to just like
overtake
human beings?
Did you hear about the project
that
happened between the two robots?
What was that?
Like, scientists, experts in AI created two computers and they made them talk to each other. So they talked to them, they taught them languages like English and all that stuff, and they taught them communication skills. And the computers were speaking to each other in different languages as they were running the tests. And then the two computers independently, after a few days, created their own language and started to speak to each other in their own language. Well, they shut off the program. They had to shut off the program.
Yeah, I heard about something similar to that. Like human beings were testing this AI robot like to do these tasks at a certain amount of time or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the AI robot learn or something that he'd get more done if he ignored the people.
Yeah.
But he learned that himself.
Oh.
Yeah, the thing learned it. So it started like ignoring it and pretending and lying.
Yeah.
And then it would get the task done or something.
What?
So yeah, I think it's, I don't know, man. This is the thing, like, there's too much emphasis on why do we need to keep upgrading the technology? What's wrong with just the people? I think we're going way too far in.
And so upgrade the people, not the tech?
Yeah.
Okay.
Upgrade the people with better diets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Better fucking exercise plans, you know, not working themselves into the ground. Why are we putting billions and billions into like fucking Elon Musk's next project when like people are still, you know, addicted to spice?
Yeah.
Come on, mate.
Yeah.
We need to sort of help the people.
We need to get the spice off the wings.
Yeah, we need to. It's not good, is it?
So here's my final question then. Do you still want this responsibility? Do you still want to rule the world?
Nah, fuck no, man. No way.
What?
Nah, man, I don't want to run.
Bro, you sounded like you was pretty set.
Yeah, I've got some good ideas, I guess. But let me be real. That's too much responsibility. I just want to be writing and acting in a dark little corner somewhere. I don't want any of this responsibility, mate. You must be smoking crap.
Oh my days. I was looking forward to this coronation, you know.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, man.
I wanted to see like you scrap a royal, just bare knuckle boxing.
Yeah, man, you can take the ideas, innit, and run with it, but I can't be doing that, man. I don't even know how I'm gonna feel when I wake up sometimes, man.
Oh, I hear it.
You know what I mean? That's a lot of responsibility.
Nah, it is.
Do you want the responsibility? You'd be good at it, I think.
Of ruling the world, I'm not going to lie. If I was and you walked in to the office that I was running it from in day two, you might have like someone like rocking back and forth in the corner, me with a half finished cigarette and a cup of coffee in my hand. And I'm like, okay, everyone needs to change flags.
Yeah,
everyone
needs to change flags. It's going to get weird, isn't it?
You know what I mean? It's just going to get mad.
Yeah, I could see that. It's stressful, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I need that stress in my life, man. That's the thing. I don't even think like, the way it's working with governments and like one person like Donald Trump or Keir Starmer or whoever, like as these figureheads. I don't think that's how you run a country anyway or run a world. Like even especially like Donald Trump, like America's so big. How is one man like sitting at the top of the throne like that? I think that's where we've gone kind of wrong. I think that's kind of a sickness in the Western world where we think these superheroes are going to come and save us. Like we vote for these guys on panels and shit like that. And I think it should be more of like a collective and more of a say-so like with the actual people.
Don't you think that these collectives won't, like there's always one in the collective the head of the group?
I guess you need someone, but I mean less of a like organized political collective, but more of like, you know, a whole borough of London.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. Like this borough speaks for like what they want, what they need in their borough at the moment. Or like up in like Manchester or Birmingham or something. They're speaking for like themselves, what they need in their city and like their little small suburb. Like almost like taking it back to when we were living in small villages and towns and stuff like that. You know, like a kind of a committee formed of like, you know, just simpler times, man. I think people are actually like looking for simpler times and a lot of things at the moment anyway. That's why.
But ladies and gents, if you think that Ollie deserves to bear this crown and to have this responsibility, please like and share this and let everyone know. I'm your boy X. This is Ollie and we are out.